Actor George Takei has appeared on many stages over the years. On Star Trek's soundstage is Mr. Sulu.
Ready to reverse polarity, Mr. Sulu?
The butadiene standing by to generate, sir.
Later on the social media stage, where George Takei emerged as a leading activist for gay and lesbian rights. And now, at the age of 78, George Takei is making his Broadway debut. It's a musical inspired by his childhood experience in Japanese-American internment camps during the Second World War. Allegiance opened last night. NPR's Netta Ulaby met George Takei in his dressing room.
It's surprisingly teeny, barely enough space for a few costumes, a teapot, and a cast photo. Takei calls it a closet.
A large closet.
The last place I expected to interview Mr. George Takei was in a closet.
I thought I came out of the closet in 2005.
When Takei went public about his relationship of nearly 30 years with the man who's now his husband.
And we've been married for 8 years now.
Takei says he could not have imagined, as a TV star in the 1960s, his life in 2015. He says it's like science fiction.
Who would have thunk that we'd have marriage equality from border to border, and who would have thunk that we would have been dealing with a shameful chapter of American history on the Broadway stage as a musical?
Allegiance is about the forced relocation and imprisonment of more than 100,000 Japanese-American citizens. Takei was among them when he was only 5 years old. He talks about it on the cast album.
In the spring of 1942, soldiers with bayonets marched up to our home in Los Angeles and ordered our family out. Our only crime was looking like the people who had bombed Pearl Harbor only months before.
Takei clearly remembers his mother weeping inconsolably, how his neighbors watched in silence as the Takeis were taken from their home. The family lost everything they could not carry. They were imprisoned behind barbed wire for almost 3 years and told to renounce their loyalty to the emperor.
We're Americans, and for the government to assume that we have an organic, genetic, racial loyalty to the emperor was insulting. It was outrageous.
The plot of Allegiance hinges in part on people's decisions and feelings about signing a loyalty pledge.
Now we aim to separate disloyals from the rest. All you have to do to pass is hold your nose and answer yes.
The music was composed by Jay Kuo, who's Chinese-American.
And of course my mother is always asking me, how come you write about Japanese-American and not Chinese?
Because, says Kuo, who's also a civil rights lawyer, the show Allegiance is all too relevant in a post-9/11 world where some ethnic groups and immigrants are often demonized just because of their ethnicity or their religion. And Kuo says the issue of Broadway representation is important. Allegiance was directed by an Asian American and also stars the actress who became a Broadway sensation in the original Miss Saigon. Leia Salonga plays the daughter of George Takei's character.
Each day, we take another step. Remember what I teach you. Ishi kara ishi. Yama wa ido
sareru. The musical also explores the sadness and political divisions within the camp community. One character expresses his Americanness by enlisting in the army, another by protesting his lack of civil rights. Composer Jay Kuo says the show's creators did a ton of research, but they also relied on the memories of George Takei.
George's mother used to say to him when he was waiting for the bathroom line in the freezing cold, she would say, Georgie, gaman, and it means to endure with dignity.
That word, gaman, became a foundational concept for the entire musical.
Keep faith and endure. Gaman, gaman. Hold your head high, carry on. Gaman.
Some Japanese American families did not talk about their internment after the war, says George Takei. He did, as a teenager with his father.
Sometimes those discussions got very heated. In one discussion, I said, Daddy, you led us like sheep to slaughter into the internment camp. And all of a sudden, he was silent. And I knew immediately I had hurt him. And then he looked at me and said, Well, maybe you're right. And he got up and walked into his bedroom and closed the door. I felt terrible. I wounded him.
George Takei says that conversation has haunted him.
I never apologized, and now I can't. So Allegiance is my apology to my father every night.
And a reminder every night of a drama, a history that every American shares. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.